Plum and Abner.
See what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, the Lost Treasure Expedition nearly came to a disastrous end yesterday when Lum and Abner tried to talk Cedric into taking them back into the company and sharing the treasure with them. Their method was to point out the pitfalls of great wealth, and so strongly did they impress Cedric that he tore up the treasure map. As we're looking on a little band of treasure hunters now, we find them very early in the morning digging in someone's farmyard.
Hey, Cedric, watch where you're throwing that dirt. Most of it's going right in my face.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Abner. Let cut down the old pine tree.
Don't sing now. Lum told you not to, Cedric.
No, we don't want to wake up the fellow who owns this property. I was hoping we could dig up the treasure and get out of here before anybody finds out we was here.
Don't look like we're going to be able to do it, though, Lum. Sun's coming up yonder now.
Yeah. Come on, work faster, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
Can the fella that owns this property lawsuit us for digging here?
Well, I don't know whether he can or not, Abner. See, I figure he owns the property all right, but I don't believe he owns what's buried down underneath the property.
No.
Special when we never owned the stuff that's down there in the first place.
No, but we got a big hole dug through his property to get the stuff out of, though. Can he lawsuit us for that?
Well, maybe that might be trespassing, but I don't believe we'd get much of a fine for that. Well, even if it was a big one, we wouldn't care, not after we dig up all this treasure here.
No, but you sure we're digging in the right place?
Well, to be right honest, I ain't, Abner. But this is as close as I could come to it, trying to figure it out from that tore-up piece of map there we got. Some of the pieces was missing, too. Mm. We got the one with the X on it.
Yeah, I know. I wish we sure. I hate to do all this work for nothing. That blame you, Cedric, for tying that up anyway. A body that's idiotic enough to tear up a perfect good map. I don't know what.
I feared of that.
Huh?
Look, there comes some man. Must be the owner.
Oh, my goodness. What do we do now, Ron?
No. Better stand our ground. He saw us, and he's heading this way.
Yeah, I believe one of us hit him with a shovel, and we all jumped on him.
We ain't going to do no such a thing.
Well, I don't want to get lawsuit for traipsing or trespassing or whatever it is. Well,
don't worry. Just leave everything up to me. I'll talk him out of it. You just watch.
I hope he do.
I might offer him some of the treasury. I don't know.
Hi there, you fellas.
Right, doggies, we better run. I don't like the sound of his voice.
No, stand still, Ed.
Back, George. You fellas are early birds, I'll say that for you.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. But now, if you'll just let me explain to you why...
Johnny, it's quite a hole you got dug there already.
Yeah, it is. But you see, Mr. Weaver...
Are you sure you're digging in the right place?
Huh?
The right place?
Yeah. Of course, you might strike it here at that. I guess you fellas know more about this than I do. It's your business.
Yeah, that's right, I reckon.
What did you use, a divining rod?
No, we used a map.
Map, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good way, I've heard tell. I don't understand much about maps myself. I always set more store by a divining rod. The fact is, I had a man out here not more than a couple of weeks ago with a divining rod, and he figured it ought to be right over, about right here.
He did, huh? Well, Granny, that's good news, because we wasn't sure ourselves.
Wait a minute. You ain't been digging for this yourself, have you?
Me? Lord, no. No. I ain't no hand at nothing like this. Ain't got the time for it nohow.
Hmm.
But all I can do is just keeping up with the chores around the place. Well, I'll let you fellas get back to work. I've got some plowing that ought to be done by sundown.
Well?
I hope you strike it rich. I'm pretty sure you're in the right place now.
Well, good.
I'll drop back later on to see how you're coming. So long.
Yeah, so long.
Yeah, so long. Huh. Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. Now, what do you know about that?
And he says one of the nicest fellas I've ever run up against.
Oh, yeah. I wish that a lot of fellas are my uncle, but I wish he's my uncle and aunt both. He's nice. He is nice, yes.
Oh, he ain't got his beat, I don't believe.
No.
Well, I love and admire him.
If everybody in Tennessee is as nice as he is, I love and admire Tennessee, the whole caboodle of it.
As we dig up the treasure, I believe I'll settle down here just to be near him.
No, because I'm a good mind to move in with you, Cedric. No, I'll build a place of my own as long as I'm going to be rich.
Well, here, come on. We better get to digging here, or none of us will get rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the place right here where he told us to dig, didn't he?
Yeah, I believe that's right. Just about right here is where he pointed to. Come on, Cedric. Get to work.
Just while I'm getting.
No, I can't get over this long. That fella never even brung up the subject of lawsuit at all.
Well, he could more than likely tell by just looking at me that I'd talk him out of it faster than he could bring it up.
He could, huh?
You take a nice fella like him. He can spot a smart man like me every time, looks like.
I thought sure we'd in for it when he said that was quite a hole we dug going that other place there.
Yeah, I was a little worried there myself. But he didn't appear to mind none.
No?
Just told us a better place to dig, though. Careful with that shovel, Cedric.
Oh, excuse me.
I'll knock my head plumb off with it if you ain't careful.
I reckon how come this fella to know about the buried treasure here? I thought that we was the only ones that knowed about it.
Well, it's more than likely common knowledge around this part of the country.
It is.
Yeah, as long as this is where it's buried at. More than likely, folks around here have talked about it as far back as they can recollect. Must be some big stories about this thing.
Huh.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me none, but that was the reason why this fella bought the property in the first place.
Well, reckon why he ain't dug up the treasure himself, then.
Well, more likely, like he says, he just ain't had time to get around to it. And more than likely, he ain't been able to hire nobody to help him on account of the manpower shortage.
Yeah, more likely. It's hard to hire anybody these days, sure is.
Yeah, that's why he's being so nice to us about you. He's just been waiting for somebody to come along and help him dig it up.
Reckon he's going to claim all this treasure for himself, huh?
Oh, I don't think so. He's too nice for that. Besides, we figured out that it belongs to us.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
But I believe we ought to give him a good-sized share of it. Seems only right.
Yeah, that'd be the thoughty thing to do, all right. Cause he's so nice.
And then you got to consider the fact that this is his land we're digging on.
Yeah. His land, yeah.
And he told us where to dig at, too.
Yeah, well, these are some of the treasure, all right. If he hadn't have told us whereabouts to dig at, why, we might have dug that other hole clean through the shining. Cedric, now watch out with that shovel.
Oh, I'm sorrowful, Mr. Adams.
Want to hit one of us.
Clumsy, I don't know what's the matter.
Well, you sure are.
I'm just anxious to find that treasure. I don't hardly know what I'm doing, hardly, I don't think.
Yeah, well, I don't much blame you, Cedric. I'm getting sort of anxious myself. Every rock I see, I think sure it's going to be a diamond or an emerald.
Well, let's not talk so much and concentrate on digging.
I thought sure we'd come across some of the treasure by now, though. Leastways a wristwatch or a fountain pen or something like that.
Well, I reckon this stuff will all be in one big box.
A box?
Yeah, that's the way the generality of them old pirates and explorers always buried their treasures.
Hmm.
Big old iron chest, sort of like a trunk.
Well.
A big lock on it. I recollect one time reading where some fellas dug up an old box and was filled with pieces of eight.
Pieces of eight?
Yes, sir.
Eight what?
I don't know. Never said. Just said pieces of eight and let it go at that.
Huh. Must have broke it, I reckon. They got that turned around, though. Cedric, careful with that shovel.
Excuse me.
They must have got that turned around. Must have been eight pieces or something.
Must have.
That still don't tell us what the pieces was all, though. Don't reckon it could have been pieces of pie, because I don't believe pie'd stand up that long.
I don't know. Some of that pie Luke Spears puts out in his restaurant back home tastes like they might have been dug up sometime.
I believe a man could half sold his shoes if that pie crust Luke's woman turns out there.
Well, Lord, I wish I had a piece of that pie right now. Say, that reminds me, whatever become of that gooseberry pie we brung along on this trip?
Gooseberry pie, did you say, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Mama baked that up special for me, and I don't recollect eating none of it.
No. I believe that must have got ate up somewhere or other, though.
Abner, watch your grammar there.
Huh?
Got ate up. That's terrible. If we're going to be rich, we got to learn ourselves how to talk.
What's wrong with got ate up?
Supposed to be got ate up.
Oh.
See, the way you congregate that word is like this. I eat, you et, and they done et. We will have et, and we might, could have et.
I recollect now. I would have ate, you would have et, they would have et.
Wish they would not have et and all of it and let me have a piece. So's I could have will have et, too, also.
Yeah, well, you see, Cedric, the way it all... I know his women. There comes that nice feller back again. Bounty, he'll have his woman fix us up some lemonade and some sandwiches if we ask him to. You know what, Mom?
I'd be a bit surprised if he brung up the subject, and he'd best suggest himself.
Hi, fellas. How are you coming?
Oh, fair to middling well, I reckon. We ain't struck it yet, though.
Well, I never allowed you to strike it this quick.
Well, reckon how deep we'll have to go here.
Well, generally, in this part of the country, it's about 30 feet before you strike water.
Water?
Well, sure. Ain't you the fellas they sent out to dig a new well for me?
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lauman Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.